about all it's off to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living down world. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand. And I don't know what to say by the time I fold my hands. I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior?
High school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
It is a brisk and chilly November night here in Seneca, Kansas, as we bring you coverage of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You are dialed into 103.9 FM KNZA. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, Brandon Tamman with you as the two-time defending 2A state champions, Nemaha Central, plays host to the Braves of Council Grove with a trip to Hutchinson on the line next week, as the Thunder, of course, last week knocking out Osage City by a final score of 33-27. They are trying to win their third consecutive state championship and fourth since 2019. It has been a heck of a ride, and one more win here tonight for the Thunder gets them out to Hutchinson next week. For Council Grove, they are in the midst of their best season in school history. This is the first time they have won multiple playoff games in a season. This is their first Final Four appearance in their school history as well, and this is going to be their fourth consecutive road playoff game here tonight, and it does not get any easier. And Council Grove, they went 1-3 in district play and nearly did not make the playoffs, but due to a tiebreaker, they get in and they get hot at the right time. They beat Caney Valley in the opener 35-14, Silver Lake 30-8. That was impressive a couple of weeks ago, and another impressive win at Humboldt last week in the sectional round. That final 31-8. Well, since Nemaha Central became a school, these two teams have not played each other. You got to go all the way back to 1977, when, of course, Nemaha Central was Nemaha Valley back then. And Nemaha Valley won that last matchup with Council Grove. That final was 33-7. But tonight here in 2024, a brisk November evening, and the winner moves on to the Class 2A state championship game next week in Hutchinson. Coming up here on our pregame coverage, you'll hear a conversation with both of the head coaches. You'll start with Butch Hayes of Council Grove, and then after that you will hear from Nemaha Central football coach, that is Michael Glatzik. Again, it's the Thunder and the Braves, 2A semifinal action, and our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank. FDIC Eagle Housing Lender.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pregame coverage continues here tonight on KMCA Class 2A Substate Championship game as Nemaha Central hosts Council Grove, and we're joined now by the Braves football coach, that is Butch Hayes. Appreciate a few minutes of the time here tonight getting you set for this matchup in Seneca. Coach, congratulations on getting it to this point. Big time win last week on the road at Humboldt. Seems like your team is getting hot at the right time, but that final last week, 31-8, just take us back to last week. What'd you like? What'd you see from your team's performance?
Yeah, you know, since the playoffs, we've been executing and playing really well. And that just continued into last week. We're taking care of the football. We're physical. Defense is just, we've been pretty good defensive all year, but, last week and the week before, I mean, these guys have stepped up to another level. They're playing fast, playing physical, and then our offense is just feeding off what the defense is doing. We're able to move the ball and score and execute. The guys are playing as a team, and we're real excited where we're at.
And you guys come out of arguably the toughest district in 2A, and, you know, despite just a 1-3 district record, you guys are still able to get in, and you mentioned just kind of getting hot at the right time, but you play teams like St. Mary's and Silver Lake, and obviously teams familiar with Nemaha Central and the Big East League, but the competition in the district, you feel, probably has to help you a little bit in terms of how your team has kind of turned things around and played here so far in the playoffs.
Yeah, it has. When we watch film and evaluate these teams that we're up against in playoffs, we're like, you know, we compare them to our district teams, you know, Osage and Silver Lake and, you know, St. Mary's and Riley County. And you know, we're looking at them and saying, well, heck, they're just as, you know, they're about the same level as what we played in our district games. It's been a battle since, you know, when district games started way back, what, week five. You know, every week we've had a tough opponent, well-coached opponent, and it's continuing the playoffs. And we've been conditioned to to understand what we need to do, how we need to execute to win those football games. You know, we were 1-3 in district, but those were close ball games. You know, Osage beat us on the last play of the game, and we got our revenge on Silver Lake. So, you know, it's prepared us for the playoffs, and I think that's really helped us to get where we're at right now.
Well, you mentioned Osage City, obviously very familiar with that team being in the same league, and you mentioned losing that game 26-20 on a last-second touchdown. Well, last week, Nemaha Central got by Osage City in the sectional game. They won with essentially a final play. There was only about 20 seconds left when they scored that go-ahead game-winning touchdown. But I'm assuming you and your coaches had a chance to maybe dive through that film a little bit, obviously being familiar with Osage City and seeing how Nemaha Central played them last week. What'd you kind of take away from maybe what you saw against those two teams last week?
Yeah, what a great football game that was. We broke it down, and I'm telling you what, Nemaha Central is a tough opponent for anybody. Obviously, they've won a lot of football games. You know, they have that quarterback that does a nice job for them. He's one of the best players in the state. And when they need to play, they put it in his hands. You know, they don't try to hide anything, and he delivered. Last week. Osage City was a back and forth game. Osage City had some big plays, and unfortunately for them, came out on the losing end of that. But it was a great football game, and we're just glad to have a chance here to play Nemaha Central, and you know, we'll see what happens here.
I want to talk about one of your seniors real quick, Ace Monahan, your running back, and also plays on the defensive line. He's rushed for over 1,200 yards, 21 touchdowns, leads the team in both those categories. And then defensively, just a menace, 17.5 tackles for loss, leads the team with 8.5 sacks, a few forced fumbles, a couple fumble recoveries. He's batted down a couple passes and even has an interception. Just, you know, what have you seen from him, not just his senior year, but maybe his progression throughout his entire high school career?
Yeah, it's been impressive. He's, you know, most of those stats that you mentioned on defense came in the last six ball games. He was kind of battling a little bit of the sickness middle of the season. We weren't able to play much defense, but boy, he's taken off. He was a leader, you know, he was a leader for us since his freshman year. He started quarterback for us his freshman, sophomore, junior seasons, and this year we moved him to running back, and he accepted the role, and man, he's done an excellent job for us. We're able to get the ball into his hands a little bit more, you know, in the running game. He's becoming a threat out of the backfield on the receiving end of that. And, you know, defensively, like you said, he's just creating havoc and having an impact on that side of the football as well. So he's playing about as good as you can play right now.
And then what are you seeing from your sophomore quarterback, Luke Stewart? Seems like you got 3-4 different guys on the outside, kind of spread it around a little bit. He's just shy of 1,600 yards, 17 touchdowns. You know, what have you seen from your sophomore quarterback and what's, you know, seems to be, you know, statistically pretty solid for a kid that's an underclassman?
Yeah, I tell you what, he's a heady kid. He's just one of those kids that he's a gamer, you know. He knows the game. He watches football. He watches his favorite team is Illinois. I don't know about that, but he watches a lot of college football, and he's just one of those kids that understands the game, understands what we're trying to do offensively, and he's had a great season for us up to this point. And you know, we're giving him a chance to run the ball a little bit now here in the playoffs. And you know, he took a few sacks early in the season and had his negative rushing yards, so we're trying to bring that out, trying to get him into positive with some rushes. But he's actually, I think he's about 100 yards or so in the last couple ball games. So he's taking that opportunity, and he's a quick kid to make plays in the running game, and we'll give him that chance to kind of showcase that a little bit. But yeah, he's had a great season for us.
Finally, Coach, and obviously we could talk about a lot of different players, but let's just talk about keys to the game tonight. Nemaha Central, you go on the road, two-time defending champs. They've won 3 of the last 5 championships. You talk about, you know, defending their quarterback in Carter Hike. You know, what are the keys to the game for you guys? What do you have to do to stay in this game, give yourself an opportunity to win in the fourth quarter?
Well, we got to, you know, obviously execute offensively. They have a great defense. Hike is a kid that we're going to have to, you know, contain. He's going to get his yards. We got to be aggressive on the defensive line to get in the backfield. I don't know if Nemaha Central has seen a defensive line like we can, like we have with Holden Ziegler and Ace Monahan on the ends, and you know, getting that kind of pressure off the edge. So we're trying to create some havoc on defense, try to get into the backfield quickly and try to, you know, slow down Hike and what he's been doing all year. But, you know, it's going to be a tough battle. We're going to take care of football and just execute, to stay even keeled. Don't go up and down with the waves of the game and stay in the moment and control the moment.
There it is. That is Council Grove football coach Butch Hayes joining us here on our pregame coverage, getting you set for Nemaha Central as they host Council Grove tonight in sub-state 2A action. Coach, we really appreciate a few minutes of your time, and thanks for joining us here on the pregame show.
You bet.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the one-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office, and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS Insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SBIC, Topeka, Kansas.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Free game coverage continues here for our sub-state championship game tonight here in Seneca, Class 2A football playoffs. And for Nemaha Central, the three-peat is still alive, and we're joined now by the Thunder football coach, that is Michael Glatzik. Coach, a lot to dissect from the great sectional win last week against Osage City. It was on the road, 33-27. We'll kind of dive into the late portions of that game in a moment, but just the overall thoughts and takeaways from your team's performance last week.
I'm so dang proud of these kids. You know, obviously they keep answering question marks from the entire state in Class 2A. You know, obviously though we started 0-1 and people are questioning, you know, how many guys we lost last year, all this, all that. But these kids keep answering. It's a very resilient group. You know, we find ourselves down a couple times, you know, against Osage last week. These kids keep battling back, you know, and obviously the end goal, every pregame speech is to be 1-0, survive an advanced mentality. And our kids just did that. And, I for sure know that they are super excited to spend another week with each other, and hopefully we can continue that.
I want to talk about the late portions of that game. You know, it's a tie game. They have the ball. They're driving. They convert a couple of fourth downs. I remember they converted a big third and long. It was almost like third and 17, third and 18 or something like that. They had the momentum. They were chewing the clock. They were putting themselves in a position to score late, potentially win the game. You get them to a fourth down situation, fourth and 11 inside, you're 20. They had missed a field goal earlier in the game, so they elect to go for it there. Your defense gets the stop. They tried a little trick play. You obviously keep them a few yards short, and you get the stop. You get the ball back, and then you work that drive. Final 3 minutes all the way down the field. Carter Hike really leading the charge once again on that drive, picking up 10 here, 11 there, 12 here. And it was just that grind-em-out drive. You get it down second and goal at the one, and you guys score that game-winning touchdown with under 20 seconds to go. So just talk about your defense late, and then obviously the offense executing that game-winning drive.
Yeah, hats off to Coach Gattenbein and Osage over there, Coach Foote, the OC. They got a phenomenal offense, a very high explosive offense. Our defense answered the task. You know, we got stops when we needed to. We knew we weren't going to shut them out just because of that good of offense. We gave a couple big plays early that put us, you know, in a couple bad situations. But that last drive, you know, on the sideline, it felt like the longest drive that our defense was on the field because, just like you said, they converted a couple fourth and twos, you know, a couple third and fours, you know, and they just continued that drive. And then our defense kind of stuck a foot in the ground. We got behind the chains, you know, inside the 20. And obviously, Coach Gatton might have a tough decision. It was a long field goal, but, you know, obviously they put the ball in their stud hands, and our defense stepped up to the challenge. And then I left enough time, you know, with timeouts, you know, to do our normal offense. You know, we didn't necessarily have to be in a pass happy 2 minute offense, you know, with 3 minutes to go and two timeouts, I think it was, you know, and our offensive line wanted to run the ball. So I'm going to leave it up to their hands and number six hands. And, you know, the first play was the Caleb Strothman bubble, which was huge, you know, catch them off balance. And then, you know, ran a couple, quarterback runs and then hit Caleb Henick on a bubble who got 15, 16 yards, which was another huge play. And, just like you said, obviously as a coach, we didn't want to leave enough time for Osage to score late in the game. So we kind of ran out the clock, called a timeout, and then, you know, obviously our offensive line and Carter did the job of scoring. So it was exciting into the game, and like I said, hopefully that continues next week.
We talked before that game, you know, during our pregame last week. I asked you just some of the keys to the game, and I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the first things you said was just, you know, we're going to have to fight through adversity. Well, there was multiple times in that game where you had to do that. You mentioned early, you know, Osage City, they won the toss. They took the ball, so that's confidence right there. You don't see a lot of teams do that. You know, two plays in, they strike for a 70-yard pass. Then your team goes three and out. They have the ball back real quick. So right there early in the game, you're fighting adversity. And as we just mentioned a moment ago, again, just kind of the late portions of that game. You know, there was a chance late as well. You could have gone down two possessions, but you got that big stop on a two-point try to keep it within a seven-point game to keep you guys within that one possession. So multiple times you guys had to fight through adversity, and you guys certainly did.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, that's hats off to our seniors and older juniors for our leadership. You know, just so obviously we took some gut punches early. You know, the second play of the game, long 60-yard pass, and then, like you said, three and out, and our defense held. You know, and then our offense drove down. And then another factor in the first half was we go on a long four-, five-, six-minute drive, and all of a sudden, 15 seconds later, you know, they run a deep kick return back. You know, that's another gut punch that our kids had to respond to. And then late in the game, we're down a score. Carter fumbled it, you know, and then they go for two instead of kick it. And Mason makes a great play on number four, the start kid. And, you know, that allows us to keep it within one score game instead of a two score game. And then our offense did our thing. And like I said, just hats off to our guys for bouncing back after some big adversity punches and obviously continue to roll.
I want to give a shout-out to Jaden Seitz as well defensively. You know, he got beat on a couple of passes, but late in that game he had a couple of PBUs defensively. They were really trying to attack him with that very good receiver, as you mentioned, in Quentin Stark, and I thought he did a tremendous job defensively there, you know, when they were kind of attacking him. A couple more minutes here with Michael Glatzik here, Thunder football coach, getting ready for the sub-state championship game tonight. Here in Seneca against Council Grove, of course, Nemaha Central trying to go for the 3-peat championship. But let's talk about your opponent tonight, another team out of the Flint Hills League. They have played Osage City before, some common opponents here that the Braves have, and they come in at 8-3. You know, they went 1-3 in district play. They almost not made the playoffs. And now it's, you know, more times than not, it's about who's getting hot. And right now it's the Council Grove Braves. They have a very good running back. They got a good quarterback, an underclassman who's a sophomore. What stands out about your opponent tonight?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I told the kids Monday, there's a reason they're here. You know, don't look at their record. They're 8-3, three really good losses. Last second play to Osage, a really good St. Mary's team and a really good Silver Lake team who they just beat a couple weeks ago. Coach Hayes does a phenomenal job. Coach Reddick on the defense side does a great job with their kid. Just like you said, they got the Monahan kid at the running back, defensive end, who's an absolute stud. Obviously, we got to slow him down. We can't stop him. We just got to bottle him up and slow him down. And then on the offensive defense line, they got the Holden Ziegler, who's a state wrestler, heck of a kid, 250 pounds, who's dominant up front. So obviously, we got to look to stop him. Contain him with the offensive line and defense line, and then their quarterback. You know, he's not going to look the part, but he's about 5'8", 150 pounds, but he can straight sling it. So our DBs got to stay on their toes. They got to read the eyes, and obviously we got to do what we do defensively. We've got to put them in those third down long situations, those second down long situations. And obviously we got to get off the field on third down, and then offensively we got to do our thing. We got to hit the easy passes. We got to establish a run game early. And it's just going to be like a Sabbath game. The game's going to be won in the second half. You know, this is a really good Council Grove team who's physical. And obviously they're going to bring a lot of fans, so it should be an exciting game tonight.
There it is, Michael Glatzik, Nemaha Central head coach, as the Thunder at home tonight taking on Council Grove. 2A sub-state championship, a win advances them to another state championship game next week out in Hutchinson. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck tonight.
All right, man, appreciate it. Thanks for all you do.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are just north of 5 minutes away from kicking this one off here in Seneca tonight as the two-time defending 2A state champs in Nemaha Central plays host to the Braves of Council Grove out of the Flint Hills League. And the Braves come in with a record of 8-3, Nemaha Central in at 10-1. Thunder, storylines aplenty to say the least, and obviously looking for the three-peat championship and their fourth championship since 2019. You know, Nemaha Central came into the year, 26 straight wins, and then they're beat by Marysville, 16-8, and maybe people are scratching their heads a little bit and are wondering, well, is this maybe going to be a different team this year? Well, not really. Well, since that first loss, they have rattled off 10 straight wins and have been dominant once again, winning the first ever Big East League championship and last week going on the road and taking on an undefeated team in Osage City, scoring a game-winning touchdown with Carter Hike from 1 yard out in the final 20 seconds to win that game 33-27. So again, this is a Nemaha Central team looking for that third straight state championship. They are 36-1. Over their last 37 games. So just unbelievable stuff from head coach and Michael Glatzik, now in his fourth year at the helm, back-to-back 2A coach of the year honors. He is 43-4. That's his current record here as the head coach of Nemaha Central. Now on the other side of the ball, the Braves of Council Grove, this is their, by far and away, their best season in school history. It's the first time they have won multiple playoff games when you go back to when the Kasha era began back in 1969. So again, as we mentioned, multiple playoff wins, first time in school history. It's their first ever state semifinal berth, and of course looking for their first state championship in school history. They got a very good senior running back slash defensive end. You're going to hear Ace Monahan a lot. 6 foot, 205 pounds, and a senior again, 1214 rushing yards leads the team in yards, leads the team in carries, leads the team in touchdowns with 21. He's averaging almost 7 yards a carry and 110 on the ground per game. They do have an underclassman at quarterback. That is sophomore Luke Stewart, completing 57% of his passes here so far in 2024, 1,547 yards, 17 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions, going up against a very good Nemaha Central defense, allowing just 10.9 points per game. A final 60-second timeout. We're getting set for the coin toss. The kickoff is coming your way next. You're listening to High School Football.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trip to the Class 2A State Championship game next week. It's on the line here in Seneca tonight, and we can't thank you enough for tuning in. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer tonight, Brandon Tamman with you, Nemaha Central and Council Grove. The Thunder have won the toss and have deferred to the second half, so Council Grove will get the opening possession here in tonight's ball game. They are rocking their all-white road uniforms. Nemaha Central, their traditional purple tops, white pants, NC on both sides of the helmet trimmed in that baby blue color. This is a Council Grove team, their best season in school history. They beat Caney Valley, Silver Lake, and Humboldt, and they have been hot at the right time, and they are trying to pull what would be an upset here tonight on the road. Nemaha Central looking to get back to a state championship, looking for the three-peat run. Levi Thomas will have it teed up at the 40-yard line in between the hash marks. Nemaha Central will kick off from left to right, which means Council Grove will start here in the first half, moving the football from right to left. This is a Braves offense averaging 33 points per game and over 313 yards of total offense. The head coach of Council Grove is Butch Hayes. The head coach of Nemaha Central is Michael Glatzik. Again, it is a chilly, chilly November evening here in Seneca. Wanted to get the correct temperature. We are just south of 40 degrees. 39 as we get set for the opening kickoff. Nemaha Central's run for another state championship game is underway, and the kick is from left to right. It is a very short one and received by the up man, and Council Grove taken down at the 32-yard line, and that is where they will get this one going here tonight. Council Grove is led by sophomore quarterback Luke Stewart. He played last year as a freshman, and he had 178 total yards in the win against Humboldt last week. They dominated the Cubs 31-8. First and 10, first drive, first play of the game, no score. Council Grove in a pistol set. They go to Monahan. We mentioned in the pregame they're going to go to him a lot, and he is stacked up at the box. He'll cross the 35 with forward progress, and he'll get a couple of yards here, make it second down and 8 yards to go. Monahan, a 6 foot, 205-pound senior with over 1,200 yards and 21 touchdowns. He averages nearly 7 yards a carry right there, only two. Second down and 8, ball at the 36-yard line. So, again, this drive started at the 34 officially after the forward progress on the kickoff return. Monahan left side of Stewart in the gun. Three-step drop. Looks right across the middle. That is caught for a first down to the 46-yard line. That is a gain of 10 yards to Mason Samuels, the sophomore tight end. And that's a good pitch and catch across the middle of the field. And Stewart has completed his first pass here tonight. That's good for a first down. First and 10 at the 46-yard line of Council Grove. They move from right to left here in the opening quarter. Just over a minute gone by. They come out in that pistol set. Two running backs, one left and one directly behind Stewart, who takes the snap. They go to Monahan again, hit immediately by the junior Hendricks Wall, and he's dropped, but forward momentum for another two-yard pickup. That'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go as the ball is shy of midfield. It's right nestled between the 47 and the 48-yard line. Mentioned the sophomore who had that reception a moment ago, Mason Samuels, a team leader in touchdown catches this year. And that 10-yard pass put him over 400 yards receiving this season. Second down, 8 yards to go, just shy of midfield. Pistol set, two left receivers, one right as well. Monahan on a right side give. He goes outside the tackles, makes the first initial line miss, and he will get into Nemaha Central territory to the 49 for a gain of 4 yards. And that'll bring up the first third down of the game. It's going to be third down and about 5. As the ball is just across the midfield stripe. Big opportunity for Nemaha Central's defense that's allowing just 10.9 points per game. They don't have a ton of sacks. They do have 11 interceptions, and they have 70 tackles for loss as a team. Third down and 5 yards to go, just past the midfield stripe. Stewart standing tall in the pocket. He delivers one down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. The intended receiver, I believe, was Levi Waring, and he was kind of putting his hands in the air. He thought he was bumped across his route, and the pass is incomplete. And now it brings up fourth down just inside of midfield. Let's see what the decision is here for Council Grove, and it looks like they are going to light it up to punt. So a good job here by Nemaha Central on their opening possession defensively. And they're going to try a fake. Monahan throws it into the flat. It is caught. 45 makes a man miss. 40 and a fake punt, and it's going to be a first down. Hayden Buttry, the fullback, catches it out of the backfield, and Nemaha Central was not ready for that at all, down to the 37-yard line for a gain of 12 on 4th and 5. Goodness. So how about that? Monahan, who was lined up to punt, gives a little shimmy and then tosses it to Buttry in the flat, and the drive continues after the 12-yard gain on 4th down on the fake punt. Ball at the 37-yard line of Nemaha Central. Man in motion, that is Doty. They fake it to him, pass across the middle of the field. It's incomplete for Mason Samuels, the tight end. Right yards to go. 8:45 left, opening quarter. No score in this game between Council Grove and Nemaha Central. Trip to the state championship game on the line next week in Hutch. Thunder looking for that third straight state championship. Braves looking for their first title in school history. Second down and 10 yards to go inside the Nemaha Central 30. Here's the snap. Here's the give. Monahan jukes right and gets to the 34, but not much there. So they've kept Monahan in check with his 4 carries, and we got an injured player on the field, and that is a Council Grove Brave who is down just inside the Nemaha Central 35-yard line. Cannot identify who the player is who is currently down. But we'll step aside for a quick timeout. 30 seconds in variety, an injury timeout here on the field. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, good news for Council Grove. The injured player was Ace Monahan, and he is up and off the field under his own power, and they cannot afford to lose that sensational senior running back and how good he is on the defensive side. But again, up under his own power, off to the far sideline of the field, and he'll take a play off here. But Council Grove, after the injury timeout, facing third down, 8 yards to go. They are just inside the Nemaha Central 30. Stewart, belt high snap, three-step drop, stuttering in the pocket, now pulls it down, looking left, directing traffic. Here comes the rush. He has to get rid of it, and it's incomplete. He had all the time in the world back there, and it was broken up by Mason Chulions in coverage, and another fourth down scenario here for Council Grove. Well, they have already converted on a fake punt just a few moments ago and now face another fourth down here on this drive. This one a little bit longer in distance, fourth down and 8. That fake punt was on fourth and 5, right about midfield. Now they are inside the 35 at the 34, and Monahan is back in on the field for the Braves. Good to see, and they're going to go for it here. Fourth down and 8 yards to go. No score. 8:13 to go. Opening quarter, opening drive of the game. Stewart in the shotgun, chest high snap, here we go. He's got plenty of time, standing, firing across the middle. Samuels with the catch again, and the forward progress. He is going to have enough for a first down to the 25-yard line. They needed 8, he got 10. Just finding the soft spot in that zone coverage, and the second catch on this drive for Samuels. Both have gone for 10 yards, and this one is monstrous. And it's now first down and 10 at the 25-yard line of Nemaha Central. So they have converted on a 4th and 5 and now a 4th and 8. And the drive continues for the Braves. Right side hash, far side of the field. Shotgun set for Stewart, 1st and 10. Thought there was some movement up front. The flag isn't thrown. Monahan gets the carry. No, they fake. Throw across the middle of the field. It's picked off at the goal line by Nemaha Central. And they get it on the turnover as Mason Chulions, the sophomore, picks it off at the goal line. Well, right before the snap, there looked like there was some movement on the offensive line. Nemaha Central was begging for the flag to be thrown. They snap it, and they go for the end zone, and Chulions is there for the INT. And despite 2 fourth-down conversions, Council Grove, they cough it up. And the fireworks are already off. And Nemaha Central finally, their first drive of the game, will be at their own 18-yard line. And there's 7:33 to go in this opening quarters. And Hike will toss a screen. Far side of the field. Good first down play. And that is caught by Caleb Strothman. And it's going to be close to a first down. Or correction, that was Camden Schmitz on the catch. So Schmitz gets the first down, gets about 10 and a half there. Now they let Carter Height go to work here, and he is bottled up for no gain. Maybe forward progress gets him 1, and that is the case. Tyler Hutchinson was in on the stop, big 5'8 junior defensive lineman. Just past 5 minutes into this opening quarter, no score. First drive of the game for Nemaha Central. Jaden Seitz, the running back, sidecar left, now moves to the right side of Carter Hike, who had 300-plus yards on 48 carries in the win against Osage City. They go right back to him, straight down the middle, and again, bottled up, positive yards, but only 3. And a third down, and roughly 5 to go, depending on the spot here. So 3rd and 5 for Nemaha Central, ball at their own 33-yard line. Council Grove throwing an interception at the goal line on their opening drive after they converted multiple fourth downs to get close to the end zone. Carter Hike, he's got trips right. He will roll that way. Big 3rd and 5, now leaning back, fires, it's caught, and the catch is going to be complete to Caleb Strothman for a first down. So a big third down conversion out to the 39-yard line. So again, they needed 5, and they get just enough with 6. First catch for Strothman. He had 3 catches last week for 43 yards against Osage City. And now he is up to 31 catches on the year, which is a team lead. 1st and 10, Thunder. Inside their own 40, they operate from left to right, just past the halfway point here in the opening quarter. No score. Height gets a carry, makes a couple guys miss, and salvages a couple of yards up to the 43-yard line. So officially a four-yard pickup there for Carter Hike. Second down and 6 yards to go at the 43. 5:15 clock moving first quarter, no score. Ball on the near side hash. Two wide receivers. Monahan jumped the defensive end for Council Grove, and that might be a free five for Nemaha Central. It is. So the first penalty will cost Council Grove 5 yards on the defensive side, and that puts the ball into, or no, should say, just shy of the midfield stripe at the 48. And now it brings up second down and one. 7 minutes gone by, 5 to go here in this opening quarter. First drive of the game for Nemaha Central. Hike in the gun by himself, a man in motion, that is Heenick. And they fake it to Heenick on an end around. Hike keeps it himself, and he falls right on top the midfield stripe. And that's just enough for a Nemaha Central first down. See if they put it right at midfielder at the 49. It's at the 49 of Council Grove. So a 3-yard pickup there for Carter Hike. He's got 4 carries on this drive, and none of them have gone more than 4 yards. So the Braves defense doing a good job here early on, avoiding the big play from Hike. They go to Heenick in motion. They give it to him this time on the end around. Far side of the field, he is hit, and he is buried. That was well played by the defense of Council Grove, and Dylan Ellenson, the senior defensive back, the first one to put him in his tracks and keep him right about at the line of scrimmage. They do give him about a yard, so a 1-yard carry for Heenick. But that looked initially that it could have gone a little bit farther down the field. But second down and 9 at the Council Grove 48-yard line. Under 4 minutes now. Clock moving first quarter. No score. Winner moves on to the state title game next week out in Hutch. Shotgun set for Hike. Rolls near side right, looking downfield, wants to throw, directing traffic. He takes off, and he's got a big run, and he shoves a couple defenders out with him. And he will get, let's see where they mark him, all the way to the 35-yard line. That is a gain of 13 yards for Carter Hike and a first down for Nemaha Central. Near side hash, first down and 10. So Hike having a good first drive, 5 carries. He's completed his lone 2 pass attempts as well. This is a Nemaha Central offense averaging 32 points per game this season. Not quite the numbers that they put up last year, but they averaged 240 rushing yards per game and Hike the leading bulk of it. They go play action. Strothman, short side left. He makes the catch, gets away from Ellenson, makes another man miss. The flag is thrown, gets to the 20, and he's finally spun down at the 15-yard line. But a penalty flag on the back end, and Council Grove believes this one is going against Nemaha Central. Boy, this is going to potentially eliminate a 20-yard pitch and catch from Hike to Strothman. It is a personal foul face mask against the Braves, so take it back. Half the distance to the goal, and it's first and goal, Nemaha Central. So half the distance to the goal will put it at the 6-yard line. Second catch of the drive for Strothman. Boy, Council Grove did not think that was going to be on them, but Hike wants to finish off this drive himself. He makes one man miss. He gets close to the goal line, but he's short. Hutchinson brought him down at the 2 for a gain of 4. We're under 3 minutes to go. Nemaha Central threatening to strike first here in this opening quarter. A drive that started at their own 18. Hike again, no surprise, following his blockers into the end zone for the Nemaha Central TD. Touchdown, Thunder. And 6-0 Nemaha Central here. 2:44 to go opening quarter. Levi Thomas will now set up for the point after attempt. So what a way to start this game. Really for both sides. Council Grove, they get the ball first, convert multiple fourth downs, including a fake punt, and then they ultimately throw an interception at the goal line. Julian's the one that picked it off. Then an 82-yard touchdown drive That covered over 4 minutes off the clock. Hike with another TD. Thomas with the extra point. It is good. Beautiful start for Nemaha Central. They lead this game 7-0 at 2:44 to go in the opening quarter. You're listening to high school playoff football right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central on the board first on their home field in the opening quarter against Council Grove, 82 yards covering on that touchdown drive. 3 minutes and 50 seconds off the clock, 7-0 after the extra point by Levi Thomas. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. So Thomas will set it up and kick it off, a kind of a lining squibble kick from left to right. Dropped at the 20, picked back up, 25-30. And across the 30 to the 31-yard line is where Council Grove will begin their second drive of the game. 2:39 to go in this opening quarter. 7-0 Nemaha Central. In the Braves converting multiple fourth downs on their opening drive, including a fake punt on 4th and 5. Then they converted another one that was 4th and 8. And then they took a shot at the end zone, and then Luke Stewart was picked off by Mason Shulions, and the Thunder followed that with the opening touchdown. Here's a reverse here to the near side. The carry this time was Cade Goodell, a 5'9 senior wide receiver slash kind of hybrid fullback. They use him in a multitude of ways, and a good carry for him on the little end around to the near side. He gets 7 yards. First time he touches the ball here in the first half. Second down and 3. Ball at the 38-yard line. 7-0 Nemaha Central coming up on the final 2 minutes in this opening period. Pistol set. 2 running backs. Monahan right behind Stewart, the quarterback. And they go simple dive to the right side. Monahan is close to the first down. He's pushed back by multiple Nemaha Central defenders depending on the spot. And it looks like they will give him the first down. So needing 3, gets about 3.5. Monahan now 5 carries. 14 yards here in this opening quarter. So just across the 40-yard line at the 41. Ball between the hash marks. Braves moving from right to left here in this opening quarter. Carter Hike, a 2-yard touchdown run. On Nemaha Central's opening drive, they lead this game 7-0. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Monahan, the running back, he goes out into the flat. They throw it near side, though, and it's caught. That's Goodell again. He'll get across the 45, maybe to the 46. He was stopped by Jack Mackey, but a gain of 4 yards on the pitch and catch. Mackey from his linebacker position, who's had a great season. Second down and 6 yards to go. Ball at the 45-yard line. Coming up on the final minutes of this opening quarter, 7-0 Nemaha Central. So the Braves have been able to move the ball. There is no doubt about that through their first drive and a half. Now you cannot turn it over. They fake it to Monahan. A little dump down. It's jumped, and it's picked off by Mackey. Jack Mackey coming in hot, and he jumps into the air and pulls away the screen pass. Back-to-back Council Grove interceptions on their first 2 drives. Goodness me. Well, you're Nemaha Central, you love that start. And now they take over in Council Grove territory at the 45 with 46 seconds to go in this quarter. Hiking the gun. Takes the snap, standing right about midfield. He is flushed, moving right, now stuttering, trying to make a couple guys miss. He won't even get back to the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit there. And he's going to lose a yard. So that shows the coverage downfield was very, very good, as the tackle was made by Brad Dornbos, a 5'8 sophomore linebacker. And see if Nemaha Central going to run this clock out. They don't have to run another play here, and it looks like both teams will concede the final 13 seconds, and we will hit the end of the first quarter. Well, a good start for Nemaha Central, not so good for Council Grove. Their two offensive drives, interceptions. Now Nemaha Central trying to add to a 7-0 lead. Second quarter action's coming your way after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Class 2 sub-state championship game here. Nemaha Central leading Council Grove 7-0 as we start the second quarter of action. Jack Mackey, an interception a moment ago for the Thunder, his third INT of the year, setting up this somewhat short field in Council Grove territory, but this toss left to Seitz goes nowhere. He will get that lost yard back and maybe one more for a gain of 2, Jaden Seitz. 2 yards, and that brings up third down and 9 yards to go at the Council Grove 44-yard line. Ball near side hash. Thunder moving now from right to left. Hike in the gun. Sights to his right. Trips right as well. He motions out that way. Hike is rolling. He is being chased. Now he's really behind the line of scrimmage. He's coming back to the near side, and he is dropped at the 40. Landon Doty. That is a monstrous sack. That is a loss of nearly 15 yards. Well, Hike tried to make a Superman-type play, and Doty comes away with the monster sack, and now Thunder will have to punt it away. Fourth and a mile all the way back to their own 40. So Thomas will set to punt it away. That is a massive stop for the Council Grove defense. After their first two offensive drives have ended in interceptions, here's a low-line kick, and it takes a Nemaha Central bounce inside the 30, nestles in at the 28-yard line. So Council Grove down 7-0 at their own 28-yard line. We'll take it over. Third drive of the first half, 10.5 minutes to go until halftime. They've been able to move the ball on their opening possessions, but again, both just ending in interceptions. The first one by Mason Chulion at the goal line, and then Jack Mackey out of nowhere, his third interception of the season on their last drive, just jumping up out of nowhere to snag what they were trying to kind of do with a little screen pass, but Mackey jumped up and took it away. So 10.5 minutes to go. Here's Monahan. They fake it to him. Now a deep shot, and it's incomplete. Play action was good there for Stewart, and Doty, who just had the big sack, was the intended receiver, but it was well over his head and sailed out of bounds far side of the field, and that's going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go. Ball at the 28-yard line of Council Grove. Braves went 1-3 in district play and were able to get in due to a tiebreaker, just edging out Riley County, and they have been hot since the end of the regular season. Wins over Caney Valley, Silver Lake, and Humboldt. Now this being their fourth straight game on the road in the playoffs. Here's Monahan, a left side give. He is drilled and sent back 4, 5, maybe 6 purple jerseys Daniel Childress, one of the many, and they're on the stop for Nemaha Central. And forward progress there. Monahan's strong body gives him three. Now third down and 7 yards to go. Just past the 30-yard line at the 31. Clock on the move, under 10 minutes to go in the first half. Nemaha Central leading this game 7-0. Carter Hike, 2-yard touchdown, the difference so far. Thunder trying to get back to another state championship. They want the three-peat, but they got to get by the Braves here tonight. Here's Stewart, back to pass. He can put a little zip on it. Doty again, the intended receiver, and it's incomplete. Good coverage again. This time, I believe, it was Schmitz on the coverage. And now, it is fourth down. And it looks like the Braves are going to punt it away. No reason not to here. Backed up a little bit into your own territory. And now they get the stop, force Nemaha Central to punt, and now Council Grove, they go three and out. And Monahan again, they got to be wary because they converted on a fake punt in the first quarter. This time he will punt it away, and this is a good one from left to right. Dropping on the return at the 35, makes a man miss, upended at the 40. And the 41, he'll gain 6 yards on the return. And Nemaha Central now will take over their own 41-yard line with 9:27 to go in the half. And leading this game 7-0. Appreciate the work from Seth Tollefson in studio. Brandon Tamman with you here on KNCA. Other games across our area tonight on our networks. 92.1 KMZA, that's Frankfort and Axtell. 96.9 KOZA, that's Rossville and Centralia. 7-0 Nemaha Central, just under 9.5 minutes to go in the first half. Another drive here for the Thunder. They start it with Carter Hike and a good burst of speed. Left side of the line. He is up to the 49 for a gain of 8 yards. Doty in on the stop, but not after a pickup of 8 yards. Second down and 2 yards to go, just shy of midfield. Thunder operating here offensively in the second quarter from right to left. Well, this is another fantastic season for Carter Hike. He needed just 34 yards tonight to surpass 2,000 rushing yards, and he's going to get certainly that here in the first half. He did just take a big loss on that last drive, but there's another good pickup there to the 45 for a gain of 6 yards, and that is a Nemaha Central first down. Council Grove defense has been very good this year as well. Boy, last week in their win against Humboldt, Humboldt was one of the top scoring offenses in the state, averaging about 53 points per game. Braves held the Cubs to just 116 total yards and 4 turnovers. Here's Hike again, left side of the line. He's tripped up by the shoestrings of Holden Ziegler and brought down. Forward progress for a gain of just about 2, and that's it. Second down, 8 yards to go. Ball at the Council Grove 43-yard line. As we're 4 minutes deep, 8 still to go in quarter number 2. Thunder leading this game 7-0. Ball near side hash. They'll go 2 wide receivers to the right. That is Heenick and Schmitz, and 2 short side left. Strothman, one of those left, goes in motion. They fake it to him on the reverse. Hike keeps it himself, and he's trying to fight through some bodies in between the hash marks, and he's able to skirt his way up to the 40-yard line. So he gets about 3, maybe 4, and officially a 3-yard pickup. And now it brings up a 3rd and 5 to be exact, at the 40-yard line of Council Grove. Clock on the move at 7:25 left here in this second quarter, with Nemaha Central leading Council Grove by a score of 7-0. Sights the running back, sidecar right to Hike in the gun. Trips right, 1 left. Lone receiver left is Caleb Strothman. Chest high snap, play action. Here comes Monahan on the rush. He will not get away from Ace Monahan. And there is the second sack of the half for the Council Grove defense. The team leader in sacks, we talked about it in the pregame. That's now 9.5 sacks this season for Ace Monahan. And that puts it back to the 48-yard line. And that's going to be a loss of 8 yards on the sack. And Nemaha Central is going to have to punt it away. So this Braves defense has come up clutch here in the last couple possessions. Thomas will line it up. He is standing at his own 40. The snap comes from the Council Grove 48. A little bit of a rush. Pretty good kick from right to left. That's going to take a very good Nemaha Central bounce, and that'll rest at the 14-yard line. So, again, Council Grove getting another opportunity. They'll have a long way to go. 6:18 left in the half. Let's see what they can do here down 7-0. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Well, the lone touchdown from Carter Hike in the first quarter. That capped off an 82-yard drive and took about 3.5 minutes off the clock, a little more than 3.5. But the last four possessions between the two teams, we've seen interception, punt, punt, punt. First and 10, here's Doty on a reverse far side, spins away, has a nice little burst there on the far side of the field. He's up across the 25 to the 26-yard line, or right at the 25 is the official mark. So a gain of 11 yards on the reverse to Doty. So first down and 10, Council Grove at their own 25-yard line. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the half. They trail here at Nemaha Central 7-0. The most rushing yards they've had in a game this season, it was 300 yards against Central Heights. That was all the way back in week 6. Their most passing yards in a game this year was 271 against Mission Valley all the way back in week 2. Now we get a whistle in our first timeout. Timeout called by Council Grove. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. 7-0 Nemaha Central, 5:36 to go in the half. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNCA.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, they go to Cade Goodell on a reverse to the far side of the field, and Nemaha Central was ready for that one. Out of the timeout, that gets nowhere. Might have lost a yard. Hendricks Wall, the first one there on the stop. So Goodell, officially a loss of a yard. It brings up second down and 11 yards to go. Braves driving, but a long way to go. They're at their 24-yard line. At 5:07, clock moving second quarter. Nemaha Central leading this game 7-0. Winner moves on to the state title game next week out in Hutch. That'll be on Friday next week. Empty backfield for Stewart in the gun. Trips left to right. Ball between the hash marks. Now a designed quarterback draw, and he got a good burst of speed. Gets outside the numbers left. Makes Hike kind of dance out of his shoes a little bit. Makes a nice move to get up near the first down mark, depending on the spot where he went out of bounds. Looks like he's going to be maybe a couple yards shy. It'll bring up third down, but that was a nicely played and designed quarterback run there by Stewart. This first run of the first half, he was three out of eight passing, or correction, 3 of 7 passing so far. 4:45 to go in this first half. Third down and 2 yards to go. Trips right, a man left. Stewart in the gun, ball to 33. They fake to Goodell, third and short. They want to pass here. He's got to tuck it and run, and he is blasted out of bounds. He was hit very hard by Jack Mackey. Got him out of his shoes on that one, but let's see how close he is or if he's got the first down. He does. That was right on the stick, and Mackey laid the wood out of bounds on the sophomore quarterback, Stewart, but he just got enough for the Braves. First down. Ball is nestled far side hash at the 35-yard line. Clock is stopped right now. 4:39 here, quarter number two. Nemaha Central 7, Braves nothing. They will go trips right, one left, and Goodell, the running back, right behind Stewart in the pistol. They fake it to him, a little RPO action, now directing traffic, throws it high, and it's incomplete. He was looking for Hayden Buttry, and it's incomplete, brings up second down and 10. So a little RPO action, they fake it to Goodell, and then he kind of thought about running it, and then directing traffic with the left hand. He was trying to get Buttry across the middle, and the throw was just a little bit high. Ball to 35, second down and 10 yards to go. Braves will send a lone receiver in Waring, way far, or near side of the field, I should say, all by himself, guarded by Seitz. They go back to Monahan, a left side run, hit immediately and dropped by Hendricks Wall. Nowhere to go. He runs into a wall. Forward progress for maybe two at the most to the 37. Just now under 4:20 to go in the half as the clock continues to move. It's going to bring up third down and 8. So Monahan, who came into tonight's game averaging nearly 7 yards per carry, his longest rush tonight has been 4 yards. And he now has 7 carries in the game. So Nemaha Central doing a fantastic job on him defensively so far. Big third down, 8 yards to go scenario here for Council Grove. It's a high snap. Stewart pulls it down. He's got to elude a rush. Throws it across the middle of the field. Is that caught? Yes, it is. At the 46-yard line, that is a gain of 17 yards to Buttry. What a throw by Stewart. Second catch for Buttry tonight, and that one for 17 on 3rd and 8. And a first down for the Braves at the Nemaha Central 45-yard line. So the drive continues as the clock continues to move. Under 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Braves trying to get on the board here before halftime. Stewart, little toss to Monahan left side on a screen, and that gets nowhere. He's going to lose a yard to bring up second down and 11 back to the 46. Just a simple screen pass. But again, that one went nowhere. Camden Schmitz, the first Thunder to hit him, and then about 3 more jerseys came screaming in to finish him off. Second down at 11 yards to go. Under 3 minutes now, clock continuing to move. Braves, the only team to use a timeout here in the first half. Nemaha Central, they have all 3. High snap here. Stewart trying to get away from a rush. Gets a good block. Now heaves one down the middle of the field. Tipped. Oh, and 1, it was nearly intercepted, and then 2, it was Buttry who nearly got it on the deflection, and if he would have caught that, he would have walked into the end zone, but instead incomplete, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and 11. Boy, the right tackle, Cole Wilson, made a very good block as Daniel Childress came screaming in from the left side of the line. It looked like it was about to be a quarterback sack, but he got the late chip by Wilson, who allowed Stewart to move a little bit to his left and throw one downfield, but it tipped in the air by Hike, and Buttry unable to do it. 3rd and 11, here's a designed quarterback draw left side, and a run to the outside of the 40, maybe to the 39. Let's see where the spot is, but it's not going to be enough for the first down. I'm assuming that Council Grove, they're going to go for it here. So to the 40-yard line, it's a gain of about 6 yards. Well, that play call tells me that Council Grove is going to go for it. So 3rd and 11, they go with a quarterback draw. And he was pushed out of bounds, so the clock is stopped at 2:29. That's all that's left here in the first half. 4th down and 5 yards to go here for Council Grove. Here's the snap. They've converted multiple 4th downs already. They dump it into the flat. Monahan's going to have to make a man miss, and he will not get to the first down stick as Hike was there to finish him off out of bounds. Seitz was there initially to keep him in check, and a turnover on downs will give the ball back to Nemaha Central after that pitch and catch goes for just 2 yards, and they needed 5. So Seitz there initially, Hike finished him off. Good coverage downfield. Stewart, all he could do was just lay it off into the flat when nothing else was available. So the struggles continue for Council Grove on offense. 2:20 left for Nemaha Central at their own 38. Screen pass to the right side of the field and diving forward across the 40 to about the 44 as Strothman makes the catch and officially will get 6 yards on that reception. Third catch in the half for Strothman. He's got 32 yards with those 3 receptions. Second down and 4, just shy of the 45. Hike again wants to throw, dancing in the pocket, tucks it and runs. He is upended after a few yards. He will be about a yard or two shy of the first down across the 45 to the 46, so he gains 3. Clock continues to move. It's at 1:37 here in the half. Third down, 2 yards to go for Nemaha Central, just shy of midfield. 46-yard line to be exact. Shotgun set for Hike. Takes the snap. Left side run. He's got it and a little bit more into Council Grove territory to the 48. And he gained 6 yards and will move the chains. That'll stop the clock initially. But again, Nemaha Central, they have all 3 of their timeouts. Well, now 2. They're going to burn one here. So we'll burn a 30 as well. 1:23 to go in the half, 7-0 Nemaha Central, and they're on the move in Braves territory. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of that timeout, Nemaha Central with a first down and 10 scenario here just inside midfield at the 48-yard line of Council Grove. 1:23 to go in the half. They lead the game 7-0. Both teams have 2 timeouts left. Trips left, a man right. Seitz the running back left side of Hike, who takes the snap, rolls to his left. He is chased. Finds Strothman near sideline and out of bounds he goes inside the 40 to the 38. And let's see where the mark is. Is it enough for a first down? It is. Another Strothman catch. He's got 4 receptions here in the first half. That puts the ball at the 37-yard line with 1:18 to go. Nemaha Central trying to add to a 7-0 lead. This is crucial. Thunder will get the ball to start the second half. Hike again on the move. Wanted to throw. Now he takes off. He makes one man miss and not the second. He will get positive yards. And another timeout for Nemaha Central. Not much there, so about 1, maybe 2 at best. But Nemaha Central again has to burn their second timeout. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollefson with you here tonight. As Nemaha Central trying to continue the run for a 3-peat championship. Got to get through Council Grove tonight. Currently leading this game 7-0. 71 seconds remain in the half. Now the Braves have just not been able to do much on offense at all, and the Braves defense, they have bounced back as well. The last, let's see, 5 drives between the two teams. Council Grove, their last drive, a turnover on downs. Nemaha Central's previous drive was a punt. Council Grove's drive before that was a 3-and-out. Nemaha Central's drive before that was a punt. And then Council Grove has also thrown a couple of interceptions, which were their first 2 drives of the game in the first quarter. Yet the Braves are still right in this thing, 7-0, late first half. But Nemaha Central in Braves territory, and there's movement on the right side of the line, and that's Daniel Childress, who is going to be flagged for the false start. First penalty of the night for Nemaha Central. It's going to cost them 5. So from 2nd and 9 to 2nd and 14, it goes back to the 41-yard line of Council Grove. In just 1 minute and 11 seconds remaining in this half, Omaha Central again. Huge opportunity here. They lead it 7-0. They have the ball in plus territory, and then they get the ball to start the second half. So a huge chance to swing this game in your direction if you're Nemaha Central. Second down and 14. Hike takes the snap. Here comes the rush, and down he goes. But now a late flag comes in. This might be a horse collar. Boy, devastating for Holden Ziegler, who collapsed the pocket, got to Hike quickly. This could be a devastating penalty against Council Grove. That would have made it third and a mile. Personal foul. Horse collar. Wow. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down. That is a crucial, crucial penalty by Ziegler, who had gotten to Hike and gotten the sack, but you can't tackle him by the collar. So, that's going to put it up, or it's not going to give him an automatic first down, beg your pardon. It's going to make it now second down and 5. Here's the snap. Here's Hike, left side run. Now he cuts back to the middle of the field, inside the 30, shy of the 25. He'll get to the 27 for a gain of 6 yards and a first down. Right at a minute to go. Stop the clock to move the chains. First down and 10 at the 27-yard line. 7-0 Nemaha Central as they try to add here late in the first half. Here's Hike in the gun. Sights to his right. He goes out right. Now Hike keeps it himself. And he's hit. And his big body is going to push his momentum forward inside the 25 to the 24 for a gain of 3. And Nemaha Central is going to burn their final timeout. 45.6 seconds to go. Final timeout burnt by Nemaha Central. They lead 7-0 here late first half. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central facing second down, 6 yards to go at the Council Grove 23-yard line, leading this game 7-0. Just under 46 seconds to go in the half. Monster opportunity to add to this lead. Hike in the gun, trips left to man right, takes a knee-high snap, rolling to his left, dumps it into the flat, and it's dropped. Dropped by Heenick, and that'll bring up third down and 6, now 41.8 seconds to go. That was the first incompletion by Hike in this first half, and it was a drop. He was 5 for 5 before that. And 4 of those 5 receptions have gone to Strothman. Third down, 6 yards to go at the Council Grove 23-yard line. Hike in the gun, takes the snap, little play action here, standing, dancing in the pocket, takes a shot, middle of the end zone, and it's incomplete. It was broken up by Hayden Buttry. And they were looking for Strothman in the back of the end zone. Great defense. That brings up 4th down and 6. Well, let's see what they decide to do. Don't think they're going to try a field goal here. They got Levi Thomas, who's 3 for 5 on field goals this year. But I think the conditions are going to make Nemaha Central go for it here, and they will. 4th down and 6 yards to go at the Council Grove 23 with 36 seconds to go. Here is the snap. Chest high. Immediate rush. Hike rolling to his left. Still rolling to his left. Having to elude some more. Now going back in the wrong direction. Now he just launches one to the end zone, and it is nearly caught, but it's dropped by Strothman. Dancing, dancing, dancing was Hike, and just heaved it 40 yards into the end zone. Strothman was there. He had to dive for it, and it was off the fingertips and incomplete, and it's a turnover on downs. That was nearly an incredible play. But instead, the ball goes back to back to Council Grove, which is 24 and a half seconds remaining in the half. Now, they do have two timeouts. Let's see how aggressive they get at their own 23-yard line again with just 24 seconds to go. And they'll take the knee. Well, this has been an interesting first half, to say the least. And two quarters in, Nemaha Central's run for a three-peat championship continues on. They lead it 7-0. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Thunder 7, Braves nothing. The halftime show is next here on KNZA.
November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is a degenerative brain disease and the most common cause of dementia. It's the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and is one that can't be prevented or cured. Get the facts. By learning the facts, you can help change the numbers. Each time you talk about Alzheimer's disease, you help raise awareness and inspire action. For additional information about this disease, please visit www.alz.org. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, trip to the Class 2A State Championship game on the line here. Chilly in Seneca tonight, mid-late November. And right now, the Thunder leading Council Grove. It is very low scoring. It is 7-0 as Nemaha Central leads this game at the half. Seth Tollison in studio, Brandon Tadman with you here on KNZA. And our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Well, Council Grove got the ball to start the game and was working a very good drive, which included a fake punt on a 4th and 5. And then later, I'm about to sneeze. Hold on. Nope, never mind. We're stopping it. So they work a great drive to start things off, converting on a fake punt. They converted another 4th and 8, but ultimately the drive stalled out, ended in an interception by Mason Chulions at the goal line. And then Nemaha Central took their opening drive, starting at their own 18. Carter Hike capping it off, a 2-yard touchdown run. They took just less than 4 minutes off the clock, and Nemaha Central was really in business at that point. That 82-yard drive gave him a 7-0 lead, but after that, both defenses have really stood tall. Stewart threw another interception on the Braves' second drive of the game. Mackey was the one who picked that one off. And then we went into the second quarter after that with Nemaha Central's second drive. But they would punt. Council Grove would go 3 and out. Nemaha Central would punt again. And then both teams would exchange turnover on downs, and that would get us to halftime. So, again, 7-0 is our score. Nemaha Central out in front. We'll have some first half stats right after this as our halftime show continues in a moment.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password. all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our Ag Lending Department here at United Bank & Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank & Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Our Highland Community College Halftime Show, it continues here in Seneca tonight. Seth Tollefson producing this thing. Brandon Tadman with you. Nemaha Central leading Council Grove by a score of 7-0. The lone touchdown early on in the game. The first drive for Nemaha Central covered about 4 minutes and 82 yards. And Carter Hike with his 36th rushing touchdown of the season. Extra point good, 7-0. Defenses have shown up since then. And we still sit here at 7-0 at the break with a trip to the state title game on the line. Let's go through some of the stats in the first half. And both these teams' best ball carriers have really been held in check. You know, for Carter Hike, you know, obviously he has a bulk of the carries, 19 carries, but just 46 yards and that lone touchdown. He completed 5 of 8 passes for 53 yards. 4 of those pass completions were to Caleb Strothman. He had 4 catches for 43 yards. And then the other pass completed to Camden Schmitz that went for 10 yards. Jaden Seitz had 1 carry for 2 yards, and Caleb Heenick, also a carry in the first half, but that one went for just 1 yard. On the other side, quarterback Luke Stewart for Council Grove, he was 6 of 12 passing for 42 yards and 2 interceptions. He also had 4 carries for 18 rushing yards. And then Ace Monahan, their leading rusher, who had over 1,200 yards and averaging about 110 yards per game on the ground. Nemaha Central held him to just 7 carries for 19 yards. He also had 2 receptions that only equaled out to 1 yard as well, so they have kept him in check. Cade Goodell had a couple of carries for 6 yards, also had a catch for 4 yards. Doty, that is Landon Doty, he had 1 carry for 11 yards. The tight end Mason Samuels looked good on that first drive. He had 2 big catches for 20 yards on that opening drive for Council Grove. He has not had a reception since. And then Hayden Buttry had 2 catches for 29 yards in the first half. Our stats in the first half brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Again, Nemaha Central leading this game 7-0. We'll go through some of the other scores from around the area as our sub-state broadcast continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Southeast Nebraska resident Michael Peters just became a first-time customer at Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
I bought a 2018 Ford four-wheel drive at Holt House Auto. Very nice truck.
one of the best places I ever traded and did business with. I like the way the people handled everything. Answered all questions and never once felt pressured into anything. Very helpful.
At HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Metro Appliance in Seneca, your smoke and hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Metro Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance,
785-336-2040. Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show continues again, brought to you by Highland Community College. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman here in Seneca. Everyone bundled up here tonight. Very chilly, to say the least. It was 39 at kickoff between Nemaha Central and Council Grove. I feel like it's gone down just a touch. 37 now, by the way, the temperature. Let's check some scores from other sub-state games here from around the area. We had quite a few local teams still alive, vying for spots in state championship games. And we'll start with our feature game on 92.1 KMZA. The last check we had there, how about this? Axtell, of course, looking for their fourth straight state championship. They have won 50 games in a row. Well, TVL rival in Frankfort giving them a game. That was midway through the second quarter last checked. Axtell led it 16-12. Of course, our game here, 7-0 at the half. Nemaha Central leading Council Grove. Not too far from here, you got Centralia in Class 1A hosting Rossville out of the Big East League. And right now it's TVL on top there. 14-3 Panthers, that score at the half. That's our feature game on 96.9 KOZA. Also in the TVL, 8-man Division 1, Clifton Clyde leading their game against Central Plains. That is a 14-6 Eagles lead at the half. And then we mentioned Rossville and Centralia, the other semifinal in 1A, another TVL team in Valley Heights, but looks like their season is going to come to an end as the Mustangs put together a heck of a playoff run, but they ran into the buzzsaw that is the defending champs and Conway Springs. And last check there, Conway Springs had a 55-6 lead over Valley Heights midway through the fourth quarter. Our score updates, as always, brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. 7-0, Nemaha Central trying to get back to their third straight state championship and, of course, looking to win their third straight state championship. We'll take another timeout. We'll get you set for the second half right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest, stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Metro Appliance in Seneca. Your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling. Range not cooking. Dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Metro Appliance in Seneca. 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemetroappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the start of the second half here in Seneca, Nemaha Central trying to get themselves back to a state championship game next week. They still got two more quarters of action here against a very stingy Council Grove Braves team that right now just trailed this game 7-0. Nemaha Central's lone touchdown on their first drive of the game, Carter Hike, a two-yard run, which capped off an 82-yard drive. But Council Grove, they've turned it over twice. And then the last few possessions for Nemaha Central into the second quarter featured a punt, and a turnover on down. So really, since that lone touchdown by Nemaha Central early on in the game, both these defenses have stiffened up. And right now it's a 7-0 Nemaha Central lead. Let's check the other side of the bracket real quick. And, of course, the winners of these games facing off in the state title game next week out in Hutchinson. And right now the number one team in the state, southeast of Saline, a 14-12 lead on Beloit at the half. So that one appears to be a good ball game as well, just like we have here in Seneca tonight. So, of course, winner of southeast of Saline and Beloit will get the winner of Nemaha Central and Council Grove next Friday night. And, of course, Nemaha Central, they take care of business here. We will have it for you right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. But we still got 14 minutes of game time here. Thunder will get the ball to start the second half with a 7-0 lead. Carter Height, Caleb Strothman back deep for the Thunder. Council Grove will kick it off from left to right, so the Thunder will operate here in the third quarter, pushing it from right to left. Again, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, Brandon Tamman with you. Thank you again for hanging with us, not just tonight, but all season long. We couldn't do it without our great listeners and sponsors and supporters, so we appreciate it very much. Always a lot of fun to watch our local teams go deep into the playoffs, not just go deep, but win playoff games and state championships, and for Nemaha Central looking for their third title in a row. But here we go, 7-0 their lead. They get the ball here to start the second half. It is teed up, far side hash, as Council Grove and Cade Goodell will kick this one off. A short line kick, far side of the field, and Hike, it kicks off his foot. He has to jump on it. And I think he barely got that. Oh, boy, that could have been disastrous. Two Council Grove players were screaming in on Hike, who kind of booted it off his foot. And that was nearly a disastrous start. But Hike was able to get on it. And the possession will start for Nemaha Central at their own 18-yard line. 7-0 Thunder. Carter Hike, the lone touchdown in the game from 2 yards out. Here we go. From right to left, they operate in the third quarter. Shotgun set, Sykes to his left. They will give it to Sykes here. He hasn't had much going in this game tonight as far as volume of carries and forward progress across the 20 to about the 22 or the 23. So depending on the spots, it looks like a gain of 3 yards for Sykes. Tyler Hutchinson, we've called his name a few times. He was in on the stop. Second down, 7 yards to go. Ball at the 23-yard line. They're just inside that 23-yard line. 7-0, Nemaha Central. Sidecar left, Sykes. Now they push him out into the flat in motion. And it's a Carter Hike run. Straight up the middle, busting through in a big hole. And he's got a first down and more across the 30. He's up all the way to the 34. That is a gain of 11 yards. Actually, he's across the 35, so he's pushed out. That's a gain of 13 yards there for Hike. So they put Sykes in motion to the flat near side, and Hike took the snap and went straight up the gut following his sensational center at Abram Kime, a ranked wrestler in the preseason ranks. But he is focused on another state championship here in football. First and 10, Hike again, stuttering, working right, and he is ripped down quickly. And Doty made the stop, but 2 yards on the play on that designed run to the right side of the line. So again, Hike, he's not held in check much, but the Braves held him to just 19 carries for 46 yards in the first half. He did just bust one for 13 yards. That one went there for 2. And the ball is just shy of the Nemaha Central 40-yard line at the 38. 2 minutes gone by in this third quarter. 7-0 Thunder driving here to begin the second half of play. Belltie snap. Another run. Carter Hike, beautifully done. And he spins, and he's all the way up to midfield. And a first down and more to the 47. It is a gain of 15 for Hike. And I believe, looking down at the notes here, that is the biggest run of the night for Carter Hike. And just like that, after a couple of runs of 13 and 15 yards here on this drive for Carter Hike, Thunder in Braves territory at the 47-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. They lead it 7-0 as we are just underway in the second half. They go trips right, one left. They go Strothman in motion, and they gave it to him on the reverse. He's got a burst of speed, trying to get outside the numbers, and he's finally forced out by Blaze French, the safety, a 5'9 junior, pushing him out, but not after a good gain on first down. Let's see where they mark him as he went out of bounds on the far side of the field. So the end around for Strothman is good for 5. First carry of the day for Strothman. He had 4 catches in the first half for 43 yards. That's his 17th carry of the season, so they don't use him a ton in the run game. Right there, good for five. Second down, 5 yards to go. Ball at the 42 of Council Grove. Trips left and sights right side of the line. And Height keeps it himself, makes a couple guys miss, dancing in between the tackles. And he's going to be close to a first down. He might have it. And needing five, he gets six. It is a first down for Carter Height. So, Thunder on the move here. Another first down. Ball at the Council Grove 30. Waiting for the spot to be put down here. 36-yard line. So 3 minutes in to this third quarter. Omaha Central moving again. Another first down. They continue to drive it. Trying to add to a 7-0 lead. Trips left. A man right. Sights left side of Hike, who now looks back to the near sideline. And head coach Michael Glatzik barking out the signals. Hike settles back in, staggered stance, takes the snap. They give it to Sights here. Left side run. He's got a burst of speed, his biggest run of the night. And then he is upended after getting across the 30 and shy of the 25. He'll be marked down at about the 27, but a big burst. It's a gain of about 9 yards for Sights, just his third carry tonight. And his longest one for sure. That goes for 9. It brings up second down and 1. Ball just outside the Council Grove 25-yard line. 4 minutes in, 8 to go, quarter number 3. 7-0 Omaha Central. They're on the move here to start this second half. This drive started back at their own 18-yard line after Hike nearly turned it over after bobbling the kickoff. But now they're on the move. Multiple first downs. Here's a play action. Hike up the middle. Right side angle. Cuts it back left. Gets inside the 10. Pinball his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Omaha Central. How about the big body putting it on the line? And gets it all, 27 yards and a touchdown for Hike, his second tonight. And it's 13-0 Omaha Central. It's 7:45 to go in the quarter. That was a big boy run. My goodness. What a start to the second half for Omaha Central. Thomas is lining up for the point after. A 4-plus minute drive. A 27-yard grown man run for Hike. And the kick took a little while to get there, but Thomas puts it through. The wind holding it up, maybe a touch, but nonetheless, it counts as one. 7:45 to go, quarter number 3. Another Carter Hike touchdown gives Omaha Central a 14-0 lead. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest. Stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
27-yard touchdown run for Carter Hike. And Omaha Central doing exactly what they needed to do to start this second half, and that was extend on their lead. 14-0 now. It's 7:45 to go in this third. About a 4-minute drive covering 82 yards. Carter Hike finishing it off from 27 yards out. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Now a short kick from right to left, and Doty on the return makes one man miss far side of the field and then steps out of bounds around the 35. Let's see where they mark him out, but Council Grove will finally have their first possession here of the second half. Now they're trailing by multiple scores for the first time. Again, Omaha Central leading at 14-0, and it looks like this will be at the 35-yard line, 7:39 to go in this third. This is a very important drive for Council Grove. I would like to think they need to put up some points here. First and 10, Stewart, chest high snap. Doty here, a near side reverse, gets by one. There's the flag. There's going to be a hold. And it didn't even matter as he's brought down by Brady Cook, the sophomore. Now this is going to back up Council Grove. That's going to be their third penalty of the game. And it's going to take it back to first and 20. So not a good start on this drive for Council Grove. That play was blown up anyways by Cook. It was nowhere to go. Might have even lost a yard, but they'll take the penalty yards here, make it first down and 20. As the ball goes all the way back to the 25-yard line. So let's see what the Braves can cook up here. Now down 14-0. Not quite to the halfway points of the third quarter. Omaha Central, they have won 36 of their last 37 games. Trying to go for the third straight title. Here's Stewart in the pocket. He's got time. Now he's rolling to his left. Wants to set the feet. Launching far side and finding no one out of bounds. It's incomplete. And now a late flag comes in, and it appears to be an ineligible man downfield. So back-to-back penalties here on Council Grove's opening drive of the third quarter. First a hold, and now an eligible receiver downfield. They're going to decline the penalty. And it'll bring up second down and 20 at the 25. A pair of Carter Hike touchdowns, one in the first quarter, one here to open the third quarter, 14-0 Nemaha Central, 7:05 to go in this third. The Braves right now facing second down and 20 at their own 25-yard line. Operating from left to right, Monahan on a carry, and he's got a burst here and a nice hole for a big run, making more guys miss across the 40. And he is all the way up to the 46-yard line. He needed 20, and he got 21. Well, that was a shot in the arm that the Braves needed. By far and away, the biggest run of the night for Ace Monahan. They have got to get him going. He was held in check in that first half with just 19 yards. He passed that total with that run there, and it's first down and 10 at the 46. Literally a simple draw. And he made quite a few purple jerseys miss along the way. First down and 10 at the 46-yard line. 6.5 minutes to go in the quarter. 14-0 Nemaha Central. Here's Doty. A left side run out of the backfield. Tripped up and down he goes. Carter Hike ripped him down by the shoestrings after a gain of about 3 yards to the 49. Just the second carry for Doty tonight. Midfield at the 49, second down and 7 yards to go. We're halfway in, and we got halfway to go in this third quarter of play. Omaha Central at 10-1. They lost their season opener to Marysville, but have won 10 straight and trying to get back to a third straight state championship. This is by far and away the Braves' best season in school history. First time in the Kasha era where they've won multiple playoff games in a season. Here's Stewart. Play action across the middle, incomplete. Little RPO action wanted Samuels, the tight end, who had 2 catches on the opening drive, but he has not been utilized since, and now all of a sudden it's 3rd and 7. Camden Schmidt's in coverage, and he was open. That was a simple miss by Stewart, about 2 yards above his head, and Samuels, a big kid at 6'3", but still too high on that pass to go up and get it. Clock stopped, 5:39 left. It's 3rd down and 7, shy of midfield. They will send Doty out here to the near side right, receiver left side, and 2 running backs with Stewart sandwiched in between. They want a quick little in or out, and it might have been deflected at the line of scrimmage. They wanted Doty on the slant, and it's incomplete. So 3 straight incompletions for Stewart, and now after Monahan had that big run of 21 yards, 3 straight incompletions, or I should say, back-to-back incompletions. They had a run there, but 4th and 7 now. And Council Grove appears to be in punt formation. You got to be careful if you're Omaha Central, if you missed it. First drive for Council Grove. They converted on a fake punt. But this one, Monahan will punt it away. And a good one, too, as Strothman takes it on the bounce at the 15-yard line in between the hash marks. And I think a flag was thrown after he crossed the 20 to the 24-yard line, and he's brought down there. or to the 23, or maybe not. I thought I saw a flag on the field, but apparently not. So Nemaha Central forcing a punt, and they are in control, a 14-0 lead, and they start this drive at their own 23-yard line. And 5:22 remaining in this third quarter of play. Well, let's see if Nemaha Central, I would think a touchdown drive here would essentially probably put this game to bed. With the way they play. Here's Seitz on a carry. He gets absolutely nothing. He is gobbled up for a loss. He's going to lose a yard on that one. Hutchinson and Dornbos on the stop. And a loss of one there for Seitz. And now second down and 11 back at the 23-yard line. So Nemaha Central leading this game 14-0, 4:50, clock moving third quarter. Facing second down and 11. After they forced Council Grove to punt it away on their first drive of the second half. Thunder trying to do something here with it. Here's a fake reverse, and now Hike straight down Broadway. He'll get up near the 30, just shy of it to the 29 for a gain of about 6. So now third and medium, third down and long 5, short 6 to go. Ball between the 29 and the 30 on the far side hash. Well, Nemaha Central again. Still plenty of time in this game. It's only a 2-score game here with 4 minutes to go, clock moving third quarter. Big third down here for Council Grove. Can they get a stop? Man in motion, far side, that's Mackey. Settles in. Here's Hike. Design run. Lowers the head. I think he's going to be a yard shy, though. Let's see where the spot is. Again, needing 5, it appears that he was just maybe a yard shy. And it's going to bring up 4th down and 1. Just shy of the Nemaha Central 35, it is 4th down and 1 to go. Well, you've got the ultimate cheat code for 4th and 1, and that's Carter Hike. See if they utilize it. And I think Nemaha Central is going to run out this time and then burn a timeout. That's exactly what it appears is going to happen. So head coach Michael Glatzik burns the time and will call a timeout. A big 4th-and-1 decision coming up. 14-0 Nemaha Central late third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Nemaha Central burning their first time out here in the second half at 3:08 to go in the third quarter. Leading Council Grove 14-0 here in the sub-state championship game, but they are facing a 4th-down-and-1 at their own 33-yard line. Now, I mentioned right before the timeout, you got the ultimate cheat code. That's Carter Hike. He's in the gun by himself. Trips wide left, and he is in the gun by his lonesome. Council Grove, they are stacked at the line of scrimmage. Here's Hike, and he is, nope, not going to get there. Council Grove was ready for that play, and Council Grove gets the turnover on downs. Welp, Council Grove, they get it back. Great field position. I think officially at the 33-yard line. Well, they knew exactly what was coming, and they won that battle. 3:04 remaining in the quarter, trailing 14-0. Braves get the stop, but now they need the score. Here is Stewart, pistol set, Monahan, left side run, cuts it back up the middle, upended at the 30, maybe to the 29. He'll get 3, depending on the spot. So it is 3 to the 30. Second down, 7 yards to go. 2:45 clock moving in this third quarter. 14-0 Nemaha Central, but the Braves just stuffed Carter Hike on 4th and a yard to get the ball back in great field position. Two receivers right, two short side left. Monahan, play action. Stewart's across the middle of the field and behind his receiver in Waring, and it's incomplete. He had him across the middle inside the 20, but the throw was off target, and it's incomplete. Well, Stewart's just a sophomore, so an underclassman. He played last year as a freshman. He has missed on some throws here in this game. But now 3rd down and 7. You do not want to squander the opportunity. Nemaha Central, they do not turn it over a lot. Teams have not been able to take advantage, minus the exception, which was Osage City last week, but Nemaha Central getting able to win the game. Here's Stewart, designed quarterback run left side. He gets hit, dropped at the line of scrimmage by the sophomore. That's Brady Cook with a big-time play. No gain, and it's 4th and 7. Well, just like that, you force the turnover. Now you're facing 4th and 7 at the 30. I would have to imagine the Braves go for it. And they break the huddle. Ball closer to the far side left hash. They move left to right. Pistol set. Monahan behind Stewart in the gun. Now they settle. Shotgun set. Trips right. Here's the snap. Huge play in the game. He's looking down the middle of the field. It is tipped and complete. He was looking for Blaze French, and it was broken up by Carter Hike, and a turnover on downs, and Nemaha Central's defense coming through in the clutch once again. Just missed opportunities all night for the Braves offense. So Nemaha Central takes over at their own 30-yard line. Now 1:41 remaining in the third quarter. They lead this game 14-0. Carter Hike back to work. In a rare time, he's going to get under center. Strothman in motion. Now they go option left. He keeps it himself. He is hit immediately and dropped. Boy, heck of a tackle by Dylan Ellenson, the 6'1 senior DB. He was up on the line. And do they even give him a yard? They do. So Hike for one, option left. He tucked it up quickly and met Ellenson right in the hole. Second down, 9 yards to go. Ball at the 31-yard line, approaching the final minutes of this third quarter. Nemaha Central, 12 minutes and change away from getting back to a state championship game. 3 down lineman for Council Grove. Here's a quick screen to the near side, and it's incomplete. They wanted Strothman, but the throw was low. Boy, that 3-man front for Council Grove really pushed back that Nemaha Central line and made that throw tough for Hike, and it was low and in the dirt, and now 3rd down and 9. Well, the Braves have continued, for the most part, have gotten the stops. But they have not been able to do much on offense against this Nemaha Central defense. 59 seconds remaining in the quarter. 3rd down and 9, Thunder at their own 31-yard line. Ball between the hash marks. They operate right to left. A 3-wide set left, 1 right. And now Hayek, he is flushed, and he is drilled, and another sack. Doty was there. Monahan there as well. That's the 4th sack of the night for Council Grove's defense. And they're going to force a punt here. So credit the Braves defensively. Monahan, again, that's his 2nd sack tonight. He's probably credited with a half sack on that one. He had a sack by himself in the first half. This defense of Council Grove has been very, very solid. And it's going to be a 3-and-out for Nemaha Central. Got to get it away. Here comes some pressure, and Thomas does get it away. It's not a great kick. It takes a little bit of a bounce, but Council Grove's going to have it in Nemaha Central territory at the 48-yard line. But they just had it on their last possession at the Nemaha Central 33, and they turned it over on down. So they're getting all the shots in the world to get back into this game, but Nemaha Central's defense, they have been tough. So after the Nemaha Central touchdown to start the second half, we've gone punt and then two turnover on downs and then a three and out punt, much like the first half. All right, another, I would think, must-need drive here for Council Grove. First and 10 at the Nemaha Central 48. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. They toss it into the flat. This is Doty, and Cook missed the shoestring tackle, and Doty was able to turn what would have been a 4-yard loss into about a 3-yard gain. And he will get to the 46. So it's only two. So they just hit Doty again on a little screen. And Cook had him for about a 4-yard loss, but he got away from that and salvaged two. 3 seconds to go. Clock stopped as he went out of bounds on the far side of the field. Ball on the far side hash. Lone wide receiver near side right. That's Doty. Here's the snap. Here's Monahan. Inside the 45, down to the 43 for a gain of 6, and that's going to, for a gain of 3, and that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter. 12 minutes for Nemaha Central to punch their ticket back to a state championship game. They hold a 14-0 lead. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on KNZA.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this matter are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, that was a much-needed play for Council Grove to start the fourth quarter. Third down and 5, and Stewart on an RPO keeps it himself and runs for 7 yards for a Braves first down. So the fourth quarter underway. Council Grove with the ball, but Nemaha Central leading 14-0. Sub-state championship game here in Seneca tonight. Winner off to the state title game next week in Hutch, and Braves desperately needing points on this drive. They have it first and 10 at the NC 36. Shotgun set. Stewart takes the snap. Play action. He wants to take a shot deep down the middle of the field, and it's incomplete. Doty, the intended receiver, Strothman in coverage, and just way too much under it, and incomplete. And another one where his receiver had a step, but the throw was inaccurate. Second down and 10. Clock stopped. 11:21 to go in the game. Nemaha Central leading 14-0. Outside of the lone two touchdown drives for Nemaha Central, both teams have just been kind of meh on offense. But again, credit defense. Defense has been good on both sides, but Nemaha Central's just a little bit better so far than Council Grove's. Still plenty of time, over 11 minutes. Here is a run for Monahan. Momentum to the 30-yard line off his right guard. That'll bring up a third and much more manageable scenario here after he gets about 6 yards there. Third down and 4 yards to go at the Nemaha Central 30. We have played a minute in this fourth quarter. Possessions limited the rest of the way. You are down 2 scores. Braves need points on this drive. Right now face third and 4th at Nemaha Central 30. 2 receivers left, 1 right. 2 with Stewart. Play action. Gets away from 1. Rolling to his right. Now has to get rid of it. And it's incomplete. Great rush once again by the Nemaha Central line and forcing a tough throw into coverage, and it was incomplete. Now it is fourth down and four. Well, the Braves have converted multiple first downs, or fourth downs, I should say, in this game, including on their opening drive where they had a fourth and five and did a fake punt pass that resulted in a first down. And that same drive, they converted a fourth and eight, yet they ended up turning it over by throwing a pick at the goal line. Fourth down and four, 10.5 minutes to go in the game. Ball at the Nemaha Central 30. Big time play, fans getting a little rowdy. Chest high snap and a timeout right before the snap. And Michael Glatzik and Nemaha Central burning that timeout. 10:33 to go in the game. Nemaha Central 14, Council Grove nothing. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Metro Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Metro Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemetroappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Metro Appliance and Sonica.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh, in the game, Nemaha Central burning their second timeout right before Council Grove snapped a fourth and four. So a huge play in this game. 10:33 to go. Nemaha by two touchdowns. The Braves at the Nemaha Central 30, but facing fourth and four. Here we go. Two left, two right, one in the gun, left side. Of Stewart, it's Monahan. Chest high snap. Four-man rush. Across the middle of the field. It is caught by Samuels. First down and more inside the 20. And he's tripped up at the 12-yard line for a gain of 18. A much-needed play. 18 yards. And quiet since the first quarter. Samuels, his third catch tonight. And now first down and 10 yards to go at the Nemaha Central 12. Braves really for the first time knocking at the door. Really outside of their opening drive. They have not been this close. Here's Monahan. Starts left, goes back right. And he's ripped down by Abram Kime, the senior. Maybe a yard to the 11, and that's about it. Kime, back-to-back, first-team All-League, of course, this year being the Big East League. He's a state-ranked wrestler going into his senior campaign. Of course, has to take care of the football season first. Sensational athlete for Nemaha Central, making a nice play. Second and nine from the 11-yard line. Shoulder-high snap. Here's Stewart dancing, firing tips. Is that still caught? It is off the deflection near the five. It was tipped at the line of scrimmage, and Doty was able to get it off the deflection. And that makes it now third down at about three from the five. Didn't see who got their hands up. That might have been Reese Garrity who got his hands up and deflected that pass at the line of scrimmage, but it still ended up into the hands of Doty. Third and three from the five. 14-0 Nemaha Central, 8:50 to go in the game. Stewart takes the snap, fakes it to Monahan, straight up the middle. He is into the end zone for the Council Grove touchdown, and we got ourselves a ball game. 8:44 to go, and Stewart finally getting the Braves on the board with a 5-yard run. So Stewart, with a beautiful read, faked it to Monahan, and he had a lane right down the middle. And leaped into the end zone to make it 14-6 at 8:44 to go, and they will line up to go for two. And it's Monahan who's going to take the snap here, and he's going to try to get outside the numbers. He gets hit, and he is dropped. He won't get there. Beautiful pursuit. Four purple jerseys converge as he went to the far front right pylon, and could not get there. So it stays 14-6, but the Braves are on the board and within one possession. 8:44 to go in the game. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Took Council Grove until the fourth quarter, but they finally get on the board. A 5-yard touchdown run by the sophomore quarterback, Luke Stewart. The 2-point try failed, so it's a 14-6 Nemaha Central lead, 8:44 to go in the game. But things have changed now in terms of momentum, as we got ourselves a one-possession game in the final 8:44. Here's the kick. Here's Stroffman. Far side catch on the return. Near side run. 35 down the right sideline. 50. 45. 40. Stutters. Gets by a man inside the 30 near the 25. Or correction, he's at the 30. He got pushed back. But a huge kickoff return for Strothman. And just like that, Nemaha Central is in business. Let's see where they mark him out at. But it's going to be around the Council Grove 30-yard line. Monster return for Strothman. So they officially get him to the 31. Boy, that's, speaking of momentum, that brought it all the way to this side of the field. Boy, Council Grove just scored, got to within one possession, and they give up a lengthy 60-plus yard kickoff return. And now Nemaha Central first and 10 at the Council Grove 31-yard line. Here's right up the middle, and he's twisted down to the 29 for 2. Not much. Dornbos on the stop. It makes it second down and 8 at the 29-yard line. Just over 8 minutes to go. Clock moving in this game. Strothman with a big-time kickoff return to set Nemaha Central up in great field position after the Braves had just scored a touchdown to get back to within 8. Now, can the Thunder take advantage of the short field? Hike in the gun by himself. Another designed quarterback run, right side of his line, following Hendricks Wall as right guard. Inside the 25 to about the 24 for a gain of 5. A third and short scenario coming up here for the Thunder. Third down and 3 to be exact at the 29. Or correction, the 24, beg your pardon. Well, Nemaha Central in no hurry. Council Grove, they still have all three of their timeouts. Thunder have burned two already, so they only have one left. As we're down to 7:20 in the fourth quarter. 14-6 Nemaha Central, but they are in Council Grove territory. But third and 3. Here's another design quarterback run. Moving right, coming back left. And an extra effort is going to give Nemaha Central the first down. What a play. It looked like Council Grove had Hike swallowed up in the backfield for a potential loss, and he's able to find a 4-yard run after all that, and moving the sticks. Once again, Carter Hike with a big run. Ball right at the 20-yard line, first down and 10. Clock continuing to move. Nemaha Central, they are going to milk it. Question is, how much do they do so? But obviously a touchdown here would be devastating for Council Grove late in this game. Here's Hike again. Straight up the middle. He is untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Thunder. Well, I say untouched. That's not true. He kind of got caught in the pack of everybody and then just shot out like a cannon for the final 15 yards. Another run for Carter Hike. Make it 3 on the night, and just like that, it's 20-6. Wow. Thomas will try to add the extra points. That did not take long, and it was all set up by Strothman's near 60-yard kickoff return. Thomas boots it and scoots it. 21-6, Nemaha Central. 6:34 to go in the game. We're back in a moment here on KNZA.
Let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the short field, it was set up by Caleb Strothman's big kickoff return, a 31-yard touchdown drive, and 20 of it. Carter Hike again, his third touchdown today, shot out of a cannon through the middle of the line and scored to make it now 21-6 after the extra points. And what a response for Nemaha Central after Council Grove got it to within 8. Earlier in the quarter. Now the Braves are in trouble, and they need a good kickoff return, and finally brought down shy of the 35 at about the 34. So now just 6:25 to go, and Council Grove is trailing 21-6. Let's see where they officially mark this spot. Looks to be at the 34. But now time is against you if you are the Braves. 6:25, you do have 3 timeouts, but you are down 2 possessions, and you have to score on this drive, and you have got to leave yourself a little bit of time. A stop for Nemaha Central could end the game. Here's Stewart, plenty of time, only a 3-man rush. Now here comes a little bit of a quarterback spy. Stewart stays alive, stays on his feet, and finds his receiver in Samuels across midfield to the 44-yard line. That is a gain of 20. That was a very good play by the sophomore quarterback, Luke Stewart. And quietly, Samuels has had 4 catches tonight, 10 yards, 10 yards, 18 yards, and that one for 20. Stewart, down the middle of the field. Doty's got it at the 20-yard line for 24. They are wasting very little time getting it up the field. 2 big completions, and that one to Doty. They get on the line quickly. Still just under 6 minutes to go. Stewart has some time. Near side pass, and that one's caught at the 10-yard line for a gain of 10. And that's Waring with his first catch tonight. And just like that, first and goal at the 10. 3 passes that have covered about 55 yards. And just like that, first and goal for Council Grove. Oh, and the snap goes over the head of Stewart. He picks it up at the 25, and now he launches it to the far side of the field, and luckily it's incomplete. Well, the snap by the center and A.J. Peterson went above the head of Stewart and went all the way back near the 30-yard line. And as soon as Stewart picked it up, he had 3 purple jerseys running him down, and he's able to at least scamper away for a second and get the ball into the flat and incomplete and avoid a disastrous play after the momentum was kind of picking up back in their favor with 3 consecutive big pass plays. Second and goal at the 10. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Nemaha Central leading it 21-6. Chest high snap. This one's good. Rolling right. Now coming back left. Shot to the back of the end zone and too high for Samuels. It's incomplete. So now third and goal at the 10. Clock stopped at 5:25. Nemaha Central leading by 15. It's 21-6. Back-to-back touchdown drives by each team. Council Grove needing a touchdown here. Right now, third and goal at the 10. Ball near side hash again. They're pushing it from right to left. 2 receivers short side left, 1 split far side right. Here's Stewart in the gun, getting a block from Monahan. Rolling to his left, still rolling, firing to nobody. It's incomplete. And now fourth and goal at the 10 for the Braves. Sudbeck was maybe the closest defender for Nemaha Central there, as Blaze French was the intended receiver. Fourth and goal at the 10. Council Grove trailing 21-6. They need this. After three consecutive pass plays that covered around 55 yards to set them up shop, now three straight incompletions. And fourth down and goal to go. Here's the snap. Standing in the pocket, gets away from one, throws it to the back of the end zone. It's incomplete. The receiver fell down. I think that was Waring. It was. And it's another turnover on downs. So now Nemaha Central takes over at 5:12 to go in the game, leading 21-6 at their own 10-yard line. They have a chance to ice this game and put it away. Boy, Council Grove had some momentum shifting back in their direction. But three straight incompletions there, and they can't get it in. Once they had first and goal at the 10, they are shut down. Now Nemaha Central takes over, trying to ice this game. Here's Hike on a right side run, not much. And he's brought down on the play by Reed Buttry. No gain on the play, maybe a half yard. That's about it for Hike on that one. So second down, a long nine, we'll call it. And Council Grove, they still have all three of their timeouts, but we are now under 4:50 to go. Of course, Nemaha Central in zero hurry. Zero hurry. They'll go two right, two left. Second down, a long nine. Here's Hike left side. He's bottled up, tried to be pushed up by his offensive line. He gets maybe one. That's about it. Well, the time is ticking. That's the most important thing for Nemaha Central. Looks like they give him two on that play. So third down, 7 yards to go. It's at the 13-yard line, and we are coming up right at about 4 minutes. Clock continues to move. Council Grove losing precious time. They got to get a stop here. They're down two scores. They have all three timeouts. Now we have passed 4 minutes to go. Hike in the gun, two right, two receivers left. Man in motion is Mackey. Settles in right side of the line. He will follow Mackey right side. Staying on his feet, bullying his way across the 20, and he's going to be there for the first down. And Hike lowering the shoulder in a big-time run to keep the drive alive and keep the momentum in the favor of Nemaha Central. Another big-time night. It kind of started slow for Hike, but he has picked things up. And now we're under 3.5 minutes. When does Council Grove want to use a timeout? They are down 21-6. Now 3:15 to go, and a fresh set of downs here for Nemaha Central trying to ice this game. Trips right, man left, hiking the gun, takes the snap, stuttering in the backfield, gets hit and dropped immediately. Reed Buttry again in there on the stop, and there's the Council Grove timeout after a gain of just 2 yards. So the clock stopped, 2:59 left. First timeout burnt by Council Grove. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, Brandon Tamman with you. It's Nemaha Central trying to ice this game and get back to a state championship, going for their third in a row. They have won 36 of their last 37 games. It has been a sensational run, and it's not over yet. 2:59 on the clock, second down and 7 to go, maybe a short 8. I would think Nemaha Central, if they're able to at least churn out another first down, that will put Council Grove in not-so-good territory. So out of the timeout, second down, we'll call it 7. ball at the 25, maybe the 26 of Nemaha Central. They move left to right, second down and 7, 3 minutes to go in the game, 2 timeouts left for Council Grove. Hike again, right up the middle, stays on his feet through a couple of bodies, and he's across the 30, and he is near a first down. And he's got it. When you think he's down, he's not. Well, in Council Grove, they don't use a timeout there, so the clock continues to run. 2 minutes and 40 seconds away and counting from a return trip to the state championship game. What a season it's been. And they're trying to put this thing away. Ball closer to the near side hash. 2 receivers right, 2 left. Mackey, the tight end, tucked up left side, goes in motion, now settles in right side of the line. Chest high snap for Hike. Doing his business, lowering his shoulder out to the 39 for a gain of about 5. The absolute closer, it's Carter Hike. He's trying to do that here tonight. There's the timeout by Council Grove at 2:14 to go in the game. Go ahead and keep it right here. Fans are bundled up. It is chilly. Speaking of chili, anybody got any? Nope, probably not, but there's a lot of hot chocolate going around. Very jealous of that. But the ride again for Nemaha Central. They scored a touchdown to start the second half, extending their lead to 14-0, and then Luke Stewart finally getting Council Grove on the board with a 5-yard run. But they missed the 2-point conversion. And then Strothman at the ensuing kickoff had a big kickoff return, which set up Nemaha Central at the Council Grove 31, and then Hike with a 20-yard touchdown run on that drive. Extra point made it 21-6. That's where we stand at 2:14 to go. Council Grove down to their final timeout. Second down and 5. Here's Hike again, right side run, bullying and bullying his way across the 45 to the 46. And that is another first down run, a gain of 7 yards. And that will essentially about wrap this thing up. Let's see if Council Grove burns their final timeout. And right now they are not doing so. Final 2 minutes. First and 10, Nemaha Central at the 46. What a night it's been here in Seneca for the Thunder. The back-to-back 2A champs, Council Grove having their best season in school history, but right now it looks like it is going to end here in Seneca tonight as the Thunder come out. And what you like to see, it's the victory formation. And a kneel down is taken by Carter Hike. The fans are starting to feel it. We're still at 1:25 to go. What a run it's been for Nemaha Central, and that run is going to continue one more week. Black Friday in Hutchinson. Now, the last we had checked, and I'm sure they'll talk about it on the scoreboard show tonight, but Southeast of Saline was leading Beloit 14-12 in the other semifinal at the half. Who will Nemaha Central's opponent be? As another kneel down for Carter Hike. Final 50 seconds. The fans bundled up, cheering them on. It's about to explode here in Seneca. One final kneel down. And that will wrap this game up. Council Grove, they got back in it. They were within 14-6 in the fourth quarter. But that big kickoff return and short field really hurt them. And Nemaha Central took advantage. There's the final kneel down. And that will do it. And a chance for the third straight state championship is alive. It continues on one more week. The Nemaha Central Thunder, the two-time defending champs, have a chance to make it 3 in a row next week. Opponent TBD, but right now they're going to celebrate tonight's win as they beat Council Grove 21-6 here in Seneca. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by VI Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Thunder back to the state championship game. We'll talk about it more after a timeout here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Do you wonder which cattle mineral to use each year? With so many on the market, it can be daunting to choose the perfect mineral that checks all the boxes for your herd's unique needs. At Countryside Feed, they're here to help simplify that process. Their nutrition professionals are happy to work with producers to create a mineral program custom to their herd. Visit their website, countrysidefeed.com, to learn more about their products, their team, and their current mineral promotions. Countryside Feed.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have gates, belts, and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom-built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas with a location in Waterville serving all the Midwest, stocking trailers from manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. They also carry Titan West cattle equipment and provide Sherco tarp repair or replacement. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in this ad are based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the chance at a three-peat championship is up for Nemaha Central. The Thunder win the sub-state championship here at home tonight, defeating Council Grove. Final score, 21-6. Our postgame here brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Brandon Tadman here in Seneca. It is chilly. Seth Tollefson back in the climate-controlled KNCA studios. Very jealous of that. But we have had a lot of fun here tonight. So have all the fans here for Nemaha Central as they will go for their third consecutive state championship next week. We had seen and heard that Southeast of Saline and Beloit, the other semifinal was a 28-24 Saline lead at one point in the second half. Obviously, we'll talk about it more as we progress and get into the scoreboard show later. But right now, I think Nemaha Central fans are just enjoying it, soaking it all up, and obviously a chance to go for that third straight state championship next week. It'll be next Friday night. It's going to be on Black Friday. Next week in Hutch, Gowan Stadium, and again, either Southeast of Saline or Beloit will be their opponent, but shout out Council Grove, man. It was their best season in school history. They had this game. It was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. It was 14-6, but after they had scored their touchdown to get to within 14-6, Caleb Strothman changed fields, changed the game in the fourth quarter with a big kickoff return. It set up the Thunder at the Council Grove 31-yard line. A few plays later, Carter Hike with his third rushing touchdown does it from 20 yards out. That point made it 21-6 with about half of the fourth quarter to go. And Council Grove had a nice drive. They put together a few big pass plays. They got first and goal at the 10, but they were shut out from there. And Nemaha Central was able to run out the final few minutes and end the game. Final score, 21-6. We'll dive a little bit more into it with some stats and some information as, again, Nemaha Central back to the 2A state championship game, and our postgame continues after another timeout here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoke and hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning, maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoke and hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook and Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central atop the class once again, at least for another week, as they're off to the state championship game next week out in Hutch. Brandon Tabman, Seth Tollison, one final time here is they defeat Council Grove to capture the sub-state title 21-6. This was a 7-0 game at the half. Neither offense could really get much going. Nemaha Central's first drive covered 82 yards, took about 4 minutes off the clock, and after forcing a turnover on Council Grove's opening drive of the game, Nemaha Central responded. They go up 7-0 fairly quickly, and you think, oh, well, maybe Nemaha Central's about to do some work. Well, that wasn't the case, as both offenses stalled out the rest of the half. Council Grove had a couple of turnovers in the first half, and then Nemaha Central's last three drives of the first half, punt, punt, turnover on downs. And again, this was simply a 7-0 game at the half. Nemaha Central got the ball to start the third quarter, and they worked another 82-yard drive that covered 4 minutes. Carter Hike once again, this time a grown man run, 27 yards, just bouncing off the tacklers and pinballing his way into the end zone for an emphatic run to make it 14-0. Council Grove would have to punt on their first possession of the third quarter. Teams would exchange turnover on downs after that. Nemaha Central would have another three and outs, and then Council Grove finally was able to work a drive into the early portions of the fourth quarter, and a 52-yard drive where Luke Stewart, sophomore quarterback, had a 5-yard touchdown run. 2-point try was no good. So we were sitting at 14-6 with roughly 8 minutes to go in the game. But, again, a ensuing kickoff return by Strothman that covered about 60 yards and set up Nemaha Central in prime field position at the Braves 31, and it didn't take long for Carter Hike to capitalize on a 20-yard run, put it away, 21-6. Council Grove would get to first and goal at the 10 and had an opportunity to make things interesting late, but Thunder defense held strong and held them out of the end zone, and again, the Thunder were able to hold on for the win. Our player of the game, it's going to be brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. And, well, when you do Nemaha Central games, it's usually Carter Hike. Obviously, statistically, he is the heavy hitter in that category. He had 40 carries tonight. Again, last week he had 48 carries. So, again, unofficially, he had 40 carries tonight for 163 yards. and 3 touchdowns. He completed 5 of 9 passes for 53 yards as well. So again, Carter Hike, yep, our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. A couple more stats real quick before we get out of here. We're going to join our 92-1 game in progress. That's Axtell and Frankfurt. They're midway through the fourth quarter, so we'll get you out to that broadcast here on 103.9 in just a moment. Mention again, Carter Hike, 40 carries, 163 yards, and 3 touchdowns. For Council Grove, their season comes to an end at 8-4. Sophomore quarterback Luke Stewart, 12 of 22 passing for 129 yards. He had a rushing touchdown, but threw a couple of interceptions. And Ace Monahan, 12 carries for 53 yards. Pretty quiet night for the senior running back. Council Grove's defense did have 4 sacks in the game, but nonetheless, didn't matter on the scoreboard. And then Caleb Strothman, by the way, we had that big kickoff return, as we mentioned, the leading receiver tonight for Nemaha Central. He had 4 receptions for 43 yards. That was all in the first half. So, again, good night for him on the outside. Carter Hike, all 3 touchdowns for Nemaha Central, and the Thunder back into the state championship game as they go for their 3rd consecutive state championship next week. It'll either be against Beloit or southeast of Saline. We're going to wait and see how that one shapes out here in the final few minutes of that game. But for now, we're going to send it off to our feature game on 92-1. We're going to join that game in progress. Axtell and Frankfurt TBL Showdown, 8-man D2 playoffs. Thanks for listening. Again, Nemaha Central wins at 21-6. We'll talk to you next week in Hutch here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.